wasn't shaping up to be the carefree experience I'd been expecting. It wasn't one long round of parties and socialising into the early hours. It was hard work trying to juggle coursework and shifts in the Riverside Tavern. The two men Connor had arrived with headed to a table at the back of the room, which I'd found surprising. Most of our customers opted to sit at the tables on the deck jetty and admire the view of the river, especially during the summer months. "Three pints of Estella, please," Connor said in a smooth London accent as he stood in front of me. Connor had the most mesmerising deep blue eyes I'd ever seen. They were the colour of blue diamonds, and when he fixed them on me and hit me with his dazzling smile full beam, my heart skipped a beat. "No problem," I replied. I'd served the round he'd ordered loads of times before, but for some reason my hands trembled as I lifted the first embossed glass down from the shelf and angled it under the stainless steel tap. As the amber liquid started to fill the glass, I glanced up and noticed the tall, dark-haired man's eyes scan over the surface. I switched off the tap and examined the pint. "I'm sorry, this glass is a bit smeary. I'll get you another one," I said.
"There's no need. I'll give that one to Bobby," he laughed.
It was all I could do not to spill the lager all over the bar as I lined the drinks up in front of him.
£15.75, please," I said, having run the order through the till.
Connor pulled a black leather wallet out of his back pocket and handed me a crisp £50 note.
"Keep the change," he said, before bunching the three pint glasses together and carrying them over to the table in the far corner of the room.
I must have looked ridiculous, standing there gawping at him with my mouth ajar. But in my defence, I'd worked at the Riverside Tavern for over a year, and nobody had ever tipped me before, so it was hardly surprising that a mixture of shock and delight washed over me. The amount Connor gave me was incredibly generous. I wouldn't earn as much as that on my four-hour shift. He'd basically doubled my wages, and I was seriously impressed.
"Thank you,"
I called after him, suddenly remembering my manners as his broad-shouldered form retreated into the distance. I wasn't sure whether he heard me or not because he didn't acknowledge what I'd said. It was unusually busy for a Friday afternoon, considering the lunchtime rush had finished and the vast majority of London's workforce hadn't yet clocked off for the weekend. In between serving customers, I'd busied myself arranging the freshly washed glasses back on the shelves. It was a tactical move. I was attempting to spy on the handsome stranger I'd just encountered while being as discreet as possible. I was intrigued by him, but I didn't think he'd noticed me. He was engrossed in conversation with one of the well-dressed men he was sitting with, whose raucous laughter had made me jump on more than one occasion as it blasted out across the room. His strawberry blonde eyebrows took on a life of their own as he chatted to his younger, better-looking companion. The other man at the table had a shaved head and a bushy ginger beard, and didn't appear to be involved in the conversation. He sat in silence, eyes darting around, taking in the scene while sipping on his pint. That seemed odd to me. When I go out for a drink with my friends, we all participate equally. But they might not be friends. They could be business associates. They were all smartly dressed in suits, and given the temperature outside today, that was probably more likely. I stopped deliberating about their relationship when I saw the group stand up and shake hands.
"Leave it with me, Bobby," the dark-haired man said.
They were about to leave, so I considered, if only briefly, rushing over to clear their glasses. I wanted another opportunity to get close to the man with the most gorgeous eyes I'd ever seen, but then decided against it. I'd embarrassed myself enough for one day. No good would come of it anyway, so what was the point? I stole one last glance as he headed out of the door. Fast forward 48 hours. The handsome stranger was back at the Riverside Tavern, and this time, he was on his own. My heart pounded in my chest as he approached the counter. As he sauntered over to the bar, the smell of his aftershave wafted towards me on the warm summer breeze.
"Hello again, beautiful," Connor flirted. I couldn't believe my luck and had to stop myself from squealing with delight.
"What can I get you?" I asked in a semi-squeaky voice.